birthday tonight, and so we hope that you have a Merry Christmas. Join with us as we sing. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. Gloria in excelsis Deo, excelsis Deo. Shepherds, while this jubilee, while your joyous strains prolong, some tidings be which inspired a heavenly song. Excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see whose birth the angels sing. Excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. See him in a manger laid, whom the choirs of angels praise. Mary, Joseph, lend your aid, while our hearts in love we raise. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Excelsis Deo. There's a song in the air, there's a star in the sky, there's a mother's deep prayer, and a baby's low cry. And the star rains its fire while the beautiful sing, for the manger of Bethlehem cradles a king. There's a tumult of joy o'er the wonderful birth, for the virgin sweet boy is the Lord of the earth. And the star rains its fire while the beautiful sing, for the manger in Bethlehem cradles a king. We rejoice in the light and we echo the song that comes down through the night from the heavenly throng. Hey, we shout to the lovely evangel they bring, and we greet in his cradle our Savior and King.
Lord, stars in the bright sky looked down where He lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying He makes. I love Thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask Thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in Thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with Thee there.
I do welcome you to our annual Christmas Eve service. And this has become one of my favorite events at Christmas time. The opportunity to gather with my church family on Christmas Eve and celebrate the birth of the Savior. I'm glad that you're here. This is always just an informal time with singing some carols, some special music, and a few readings. Just an informal time for us to reflect on the great gift of our Savior. I'm glad you're here. Let's pray together. Father, I thank You for the gift of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I'm grateful that in love and mercy, in kindness and grace, You chose to redeem a people for Your own glory. You chose to love us when we were unlovely and unlovable. And You chose to love us in such a profound way, giving Your Son, the Lord Jesus, who enjoyed the beauty and the splendor and the worship of heaven. And He left it all to become man, to suffer, to die, to be mocked, to be ridiculed, to live a perfect life, and give His life in payment for our sin. And because of His living, His dying, and His rising again, we are given life eternal and life abundant. And so tonight we come rejoicing that unto us has been born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I pray that You bless our time tonight, but above everything, I pray that we would honor You tonight in our worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm singing on.
shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed, Emmanuel, and Savior, Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. A star shone bright up in the east to Bethlehem. The wise men three came many miles and journeyed long for you. And to the place at which you were, the frankincense and gold and myrrh they gave to you and cried out, Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I know you came to rescue me. This baby boy would grow to be a man and one day die for me and you. My sins would drive the nails in you. That rugged cross was my cross too. Still every breath you drew was Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Christmas is all about anticipation. Children dream of the sights, the sounds, and the smells of Christmas. Moms endure the days leading up to that time when children and grandchildren will return, and that moment when her home again is filled with life and joy. We have a lifetime of Christmas memories, most of them good. Some are tinged with sorrow and heartache, but all of them are filled with traditions and music. Oh, the music of Christmas. Christmas is a nostalgic time. It's a time for looking back. Christmas has always been a part of our experience. There's never been a time in our lives when we didn't look back to consider the joy, the wonder of the gift of God's Son. Every year we gather to give thanks and rejoice of God's gracious gift to us. Every December we declare, unto us has been born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That's why it's hard for us to understand. It's hard for us even to imagine what it must have been like before He ever arrived. What it must have been like all those years when the people of God anticipated the coming of Messiah. What was it like in those days of anticipation before the angelic choir announced His arrival? We look back with salvation in hand. But what are those days when salvation was yet future? It was in the garden.
Immediately following man's rebellion, that God first declared the gospel by making a sacrifice to cover man's nakedness. Throughout the pages of the Old Testament, God continued to remind his people of redemption through blood. Through the prophets, he promised a deliverer. He promised there was coming one who would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. The prophet spoke of a virgin who would conceive and one who would be called Emmanuel, God with us. But the centuries came and they went. The message seemed to fade. Yet there were those who continued to believe. Through captivity and oppression, through heartache and struggle, they hoped against hope that God's anointed one would come. With the dawn of each new year, they wondered, is this the year when he comes? His name was Simeon. He was a just and righteous, a devout servant of God. In spite of his advanced age, in spite of his failing health, he continued to cling to the promise that God had given him that he would not taste death until he saw with his own eyes the Lord's anointed, the Messiah. He lived in anticipation of the dawning of a new and glorious day. And it was a day like any other. Simeon made his way to the temple courts. There he found a young couple that had come to make purification for their firstborn son. Moved by the Spirit of God, Simeon took the child in his arms. And he praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you've promised, now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. A light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people, Israel. Anticipation had given way to experience. And Christmas came to Jerusalem.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more listen, sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
Shepherds in the fields, cattle on a hill, stars up in the sky, like diamonds in the night. Then an angel appears with a voice so clear. Peace on the earth, there's no need to fear. For unto you a child is born. Do not be afraid, 'cause I bring good news. A Savior is born, God's gift to you. Do not be dismayed, 'cause help is on the way. A Savior is born today. Good news, do not be afraid. The brilliant star shone bright, the wise men in the night, they travel far to see the long-awaited King in a manger full of hay. Born this Christmas day, the name above all names, let the whole world proclaim. Christ is born, do not be afraid, 'cause I bring good news. The Savior is born, God's gift to you. Do not be
from home in a strange place in less than ideal circumstances, and yet they were on top of the world. Their hearts were pounding as they were filled with unspeakable joy and at the same time sheer panic. Joseph's mind must have gone back to that moment when he considered calling off the wedding. He knew that he was not responsible for Mary's pregnancy. But look what he'd have missed if he had gone through with it. As he took the finger of his tiny child in his rough carpenter's hand, a wave of terror swept over him. How are you supposed to father God? Being a dad's tough enough without considering the responsibility of parenting God. But somehow, it'd work itself out. He never dreamed he would be in this circumstance. All he could do was trust God. And what of Mary? As she caresses his face and kisses him repeatedly, her mind is far removed from Bethlehem stable. She's back in her room at Nazareth, as the angel declares that she has found favor with God. Seems like a dream, but here he is. Her child has come to save the world. Tears are streaming down her face as she considers the extent of God's grace. She still can't believe that God chose her. Why her? What has she ever done? What did she have to offer? All her questions led to the same answer: grace. Mary's heart was overwhelmed that night at the thought of the extent of God's grace. You will be with child and give birth to a son. The words still embarrass her when she thinks about him. She had never been with a man. How was such a thing possible? But here he is. The grace of God had accomplished the impossible. Yes, it was a holy night. Mary and Joseph held their precious child and each other as they sought to make sense of it all. Their heads were spinning as they thought through all the things that they had heard and experienced over the last 9 months. They knew what the angel said. They knew what they had experienced. But there was still that part of them that struggled to understand just what was going on. This baby had changed everything. Their lives would never be the same. Little did they know just how great a change this baby was going to bring. Yes, he turned their world upside down, but he would soon change the whole world. Little did they know that one day, great nails would tear through those precious hands and feet as their dear son would be nailed to a Roman cross to suffer and die in the place of sinful humanity. How could they have known that his birth was tied directly to his death? How could they have understood that he came so that he could die? Makes no sense that his cradle should be in the shadow of the cross. But that is the gospel. And that's the reason for Christmas.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the field abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching, longing, and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
An angel appeared of the highest one, and Mary believed God's words she received of God's only Son. The Virgin rejoiced, gave thanks to the Lord. And as the angels ascended with the tidings of praise and joy of this blessed baby boy, they traveled for miles to reach Bethlehem. Yet when they arrived, no one could provide a place in the inn for them. But God kept them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. In His warm embrace, away in a manger, waiting for Jesus' birth to glorify the earth. Then He came, one child can change the world. Christmas morn, the King of all kings was born. He reigns forevermore. Let us worship and adore Christ the Lord. Oh, a wondrous star, led shepherds and wise men through valleys and mountains, angels surrounded them as they traveled far. As heaven and home rang out for the Savior, the sweet Prince of Peace lay majestically asleep, glorious and pure, and His mercy endured. One child can change the world. Christmas morn, the King of all kings was born. He reigns forevermore. Let us worship and adore Christ the Lord. One child can change the world. Christmas morn, the King of all kings was born. He reigns forevermore. Let us worship Him. Let us worship Him. Let us worship Christ the Lord. Merry Christmas to all. Merry Christmas to all. Worship Christ the Lord.
It's incredible to consider. God made flesh. The Creator stepped into the creation, became part of the drama. The infant in Bethlehem's manger was the infinite King of the universe. John says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and apart from Him, not one thing has come into being which has ever come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." He goes on to say, "That Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the unique, one and only Son of God." Try to wrap your mind around that. You can't. Yet, there's more. He came to save. He came to save sinners like you and like me. At Christmas, we often see pageants and plays with makeshift shepherds wearing plaid bathrobes and sweet children that have lamb's wool glued onto their clothing. They're surrounded by fresh straw. But he came to a real barn, filled with the stench of barnyard filth. He came, as he always comes, to things as they are, and not to wished-for rearrangements of the facts. Therein is our hope. Ours is not an antiseptic gospel. It is a gospel for genuine sinners in need of deliverance. He left the glory and splendor of heaven to redeem a wayward and sinful people. The Creator loving the creature. The Holy loving the sinful. The innocent dying for the guilty. God our substitute. That's the real wonder of Christmas. A group of shepherds were out in their field, caring for the sheep and minding their own business, when suddenly there was a flood of light. And there before them stood a heavenly messenger announcing good news for all the world. History's greatest night. And who gets told about it? A group of shepherds. Yet it's appropriate that shepherds would be the first ones to hear that the Lamb of God had come. "Fear not," cried the angel. Actually, what he said was, "Stop fearing. Stop being afraid." This is not a time for fear. It's a time for rejoicing. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." A Savior. A Deliverer. A Healer. Christ. The Anointed One. Messiah. Lord. That is the Sovereign One, Jehovah Himself. That was quite a message. And then, just as suddenly as they had appeared, they were gone. And it was quiet. What were those shepherds to think? And what were they to do? Luke says that they said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing we've been told about." And then Luke says they went with haste to Bethlehem. It's an interesting phrase because it means they took the quickest possible route. They didn't follow the road. They cut across the field. There are many who eventually find their way to the Savior. But oh, those who take the shepherd's path, who go with haste to find this one who's been born. These shepherds were determined. They were wanting to hear more and see for themselves. "Let us go, and let us go now." This is the heart of the Christmas story. The wonder and the amazement of the coming of our Savior, Christ the Lord. Their face told the story as they bowed before Him in wonder and amazement, as they considered, "What child is this?" Having seen the Christ in themselves, they departed with great joy and joined the angel band singing "Glory to God in the highest." Tomorrow is Christmas. But what are we really celebrating? We're celebrating the fact that because God loves, He sent His Son. We're celebrating the fact that the Lord Jesus comes to us as we are, sinful, flawed, broken, stained with sin. But His very presence transforms us. We're celebrating the glorious good news that the grace of God reaches the most unlikely places and accomplishes the impossible. God's grace reaches a cold, dead heart and makes it alive with passion and joy. How are we to celebrate? We celebrate by bowing before Him with a genuine sense of wonder and amazement. We celebrate by taking the message of God's love and grace to the world. Christmas is just really a little over an hour away on the calendar. But may God grant that we come to the point we experience Christmas every day in our heart. Let's pray together. Father, we are so grateful for the love that you've extended to us. We're so grateful for the life that is ours because of the Lord Jesus. And Father, I pray that the truth of the Christmas story would explode in our heart. I pray that we would be so overcome by the wonder of your love for us that we just can't contain it. And so no one has to urge us to tell the story. No one has to drag out of us what we believe. It's the overflow of our heart. It's the joy that must be expressed because we pass from death to life. We've moved out of the darkness into the light. And it is all by grace. And it's all because unto us has been born a Savior who is Christ, who is the Lord. Father, grant us hearts of genuine worship as we consider the birth, the coming, the advent of your blessed Son, our glorious Savior, Jesus. It's in His name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's stand and sing our final song, Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, darkness flies, all is light, shepherds hear the angels sing, hallelujah to the King, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus Lord, at thy birth, Jesus. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night,
been listening to a Plowman podcast. Find us on the web at theplowman.org. The Plowman features the preaching ministry of Rod Harris, pastor of Trinity Baptist Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, located at the corner of 41st and Union. To learn more about the ministries at Trinity Baptist Church, visit us on the web at www.tbctulsa.org.